This week on Scrappy Challenge, we're going for a drive in the country. It's harvest time here on Scrap Heap Challenge. This week, we'll be separating out the engineering wheat from the chaff to see who can make it through to the prestigious Scrap Heap Challenge final. Our two teams of engineering alchemists have to build a giant mowing machine from this 4 acres of scrap.
It's the semi-final, so we're not just talking lawnmowers. Our teams have to build a machine capable of harvesting a whole field of wheat. Whichever team cuts and collects the most in an hour will be through to the Scrap Heap Challenge final.
So, let's meet the teams. From the classrooms of Wolverhampton, we have the Techno Teachers.
My name's Tim and I'm the leader of the Techno Teachers. I'm a design and technology teacher at Chilworth Park High School.
I'm Juliet, I'm a technician. I'll be the constructional person.
Off we go, please, folks, down you go.
My name's Andrew, I'm the head of design technology. I tend to do all the bossing around.
Right, off you go outside, please.
The techno teachers reached the semi-final after a nasty scrap with the manic mechanics. The challenge was to grind as much coffee as possible using the power of the wind. In a rain-swept showdown, their wind-up windmill blew the manics away.
To help our teams bring in the harvest, we've enlisted the help of two experts. For the techno teachers, we have one of the country's leading combine harvester engineers, David Priest. David works for a large American combine company. He designs modifications to these massive machines to make sure they're suitable for British farming.
And from Her Majesty's Armed Forces, their opponents, the Brothers in Arms.
My name's Dick Strawbridge, I'm a Lieutenant Colonel in the Royal Corps of Signals. I come to Scrap Heap with my two younger brothers, David and Bobby. David's a Major in the Royal Engineers and Bobby's a Captain in the Royal Signals.
I'm David, I'm Dick's younger brother. I probably have the more practical engineering skills.
I'm Bobby, I'm the junior member of the family, both in the pecking order and in the military rank structure. We get on well together, we work hard as a team.
The brothers bridge their way through the first round. They face the mothers of invention in a challenge to get the teams and machines across our 5-metre ravine. The brothers' triumphant transit left the pedal-powered mothers in midstream.
The Brothers in Arms expert comes in the shape of David Bodger Bagley, owner of England's largest combine harvester Scrap Heap. If there's one person who knows his second-hand threshers from his cutters, it's David.
So, teams, your challenge. In a field somewhere in the Bedfordshire Badlands, we have planted 2 acres of spring wheat. You, my friends, must build an agricultural wheat-eating monster of a machine capable of harvesting and collecting that luscious crop. Kathy, start the ball rolling, please. OK, teams, you have 10 hours from when the ball hits the bottom of the cup on the Scrap Heap timer. Wait for it. Go! So our teams have less than a day to build a harvesting machine. Who's going to come up with the winning idea?
OK, David.
Right.
Tell us you've done it before.
No.
Let's get started. What do we need? We need a machine.
You need a donor vehicle to start with.
Right. So we need a vehicle.
There's your vehicle. OK. And on the front of that vehicle, we will have 4 lawnmowers possibly scattered across. That is going to cut the crop. It's going to be pushed by your car or whatever.
And how many blades are you talking about having?
Just one blade per motor. It may well be a blade, a single bar, with cutting at both ends of it as it's spinning round, like your rotary lawnmower.
So only the end bits are cutting, because they're the
only
fastest?
Only the end bits are cutting. Spinning like hell, you see, and that's what we're after.
The Brothers in Arms' plan is to mount as many rotary lawnmower blades as they can find onto some kind of beefy vehicle. The spinning blades will cut the crop, which will fall onto a conveyor belt. It's a brutally simple concept, perfect for the army, but they'll have to find lots of working engines to power all of those cutting blades. No easy task on the scrap heap.
Over the wall, the techno teachers are working out the key stages of a rather more refined idea.
The cutting device first. We need something probably like a reciprocating knife, one that uses like a finger bar, you set of stationary fingers and a knife that slides in and out. You've seen this kind of apparatus?
Yeah.
It's like a great big hedge trimmer, really.
Yeah.
But if we can get one wide, I mean, if we only have one this wide, we're going to be a long time. If we can get it out to 60 inches or
it's
something.
It's just basically something that
which you'd like to use cut as it goes. Yeah. Scissor action, isn't it?
Their giant hedge trimmer, or reciprocating cutter, will be positioned on the front of their vehicle to cut the wheat. A chain-driven elevator will then lift the crop straight onto the back. They'll need a huge additional engine to power this whole cutting and collecting system, and the teachers will need all their metalwork skills to build the complex scissor action cutter.
Go! Go!
So the teams are off to gather their harvest of scrap. Both teams are after cutting blades, motors and conveyor belts, but a hefty vehicle on which to base their mammoth mowers is a top priority. Andy and Juliet don't seem to have quite grasped the scale of the challenge.
But I mean, how much does it... It's not going to weigh that much. I mean, what are the, an acre is not very much.
Well, it's about 6 tonnes with the straw.
6 tonnes?
It's a barn full.
They're never going to do that. 6 tonnes, I didn't know that. That's extraordinary.
I was expecting a bit more of a pickle.
Right, okay.
We're going to get there.
Straighten up it.
The brothers have hailed this hefty black cab.
Oh, there goes my wing mirror. I mean, oh! That's a terrible tragedy.
You've got to turn those wheels.
Push! Car!
Better. Which way?
Good.
The technos are now thinking big and have picked up a sturdy pickup truck.
Right.
Two, three.
Whoa.
Let's have a look at the front.
The army take the strain, whilst expert Bodger Bagley checks those rugged good looks are still intact.
Come on, push!
Come on.
Come on. Brakes, brake!
Hang on a sec.
Come on, are you pushing?
Did you take your foot off the brake?
So you've got your pickup truck, and then you need a few other sort of cutty bits,
That's right, the cutting bit, and then the conveyor.
The conveyor will run on top of it, and there'll be a chute that it just pushes it up to the top where we collect it.
So you're cutting ahead of you, and then it'll fall back onto the conveyor and up into the back of the machine. Exactly.
That's what Dave's assuming is going to happen.
Right.
Let's come up with the idea now that we can actually drive the vehicle backwards, so it's going to be onto the back of the vehicle.
But the cutting device will be into the crop first. It'll go into the crop first.
Oh, so you have all the cutting stuff will actually be all be on the back of
the
vehicle,
and we'll be driving backwards.
Why do you want to do that?
Well, it's a basic rule is that if we don't, we probably find we haven't got enough weight on our driving wheels, and we just sit there with the wheels all turning because there's so much cutting device on the front wheel that we just sit
in. What's good about this particular option?
Well, it's not too complicated.
Yeah.
It doesn't take too much power, and we can do it.
The teachers have now decided to drive their pickup in reverse to keep the weight of their reciprocating cutter and crop elevator over the back wheels. There's no longer any space in the back of the pickup, so they'll have to construct a large hopper on top of the truck to store any wheat they manage to cut.
Claim it and then find me some motors.
Cheers, matey.
Father time.
There you go, lads.
War.
Don't let Robert seduce you to the dark side of being here.
Yeah.
Great.
I say. Well, we're just going to go through what we're doing, actually, but it's a very simple concept, he said.
Come on. Says he.
Stretch limousine. Yeah. At the front, we're going to have motors. We're going to have if you look at it in plan, it's going to look like this. There's a row of motors. How many have they get? You know, and they're going to have below them little pulleys. And so that's a drive shaft going down with a pulley on it. The pulley then goes across to another pulley here, with a belt on it, obviously, And below, and this will actually drive our cutting disc.
All right.
Excuse me. Okay, cheers. Now.
To execute their plan, the brothers in arms will need a veritable battalion of lawnmower engines and cutter blades. Bobby and David set about conscripting every single piece of garden equipment they can lay their hands on. Are they building a mower or starting up a garden centre?
The brothers' cutting mechanism will use as many motors as they can scavenge, connected by drive belts to the same number of rotary cutters. The wheat will be brushed onto the cutters using what's called a sail. The teachers are on the run, trying to find something they can use to make their scissor action cutter. They've stumbled across the front end of a battered old combine harvester which has been dumped on the heap. Andy and Juliet have done their homework and know that the cutter on the combine is just what they need. But what they don't know is that it's rusted solid.
Do you want to get the quad bike then? If we can get some rope or something so we can pull it.
Wrap it around that middle.
The teachers think they'll save themselves a lot of time using this cutter, but only if they can get it to work.
But hold your fire. The army's advance party had already laid claim to this tasty-looking turf muncher.
Oh, right.
They want the yellow sail attached to the front.
Juliet, they've claimed that already.
They what?
They've claimed that already.
Surely Britain's bossiest teacher isn't going to let a bunch of squaddies get away with this.
Tell him, get him on there now. I need to know now.
He's a colonel.
I need to know now.
Richard, it's David.
Send.
Yeah, you know the yellow cutter bit we've got?
Do you need the teeth bit on the very bottom bit?
I need to know now.
David, no, what we require purely is the sail.
Check.
No, sorry, I think we do want it.
You don't want it.
They've been rude to you.
They do not want it.
Are they nicked it? They were nicking it as we come round.
Sell it to you.
Take off your clothes.
Okay.
Oh, deal, right. Juliet, here, babes.
The technos can't undo the bolts on the rusty cutter, so they're forced to grind them off.
There's a bolt.
That's it. Oh.
Ooh.
Lovely.
Right?
It's a reciprocating cutter.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
It's like, you know, 50s dancing.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to have one of those on the beautiful red pickup truck which they have, but they're going to mount it all on the back. Which actually I think is quite clever, because they're going to mount it on the back
right.
And drive backwards.
Andy and Juliet return to start the job of freeing up their rusty monster cutter, whilst the army are looking for rather smaller blades.
They're cutting with rotary mowers, I think. 150 rotary mowers on a big...
Are they going to use all of them somehow mounted on
the black cab? Yeah, they could bring a big frame on the
cab.
Front. Big frame on the front of the back cab. 57 mowers. The noise would be wonderful. They're constantly having to lean over and... as they, you know. And it's all run off conveyor pulleys off the wheels and everything, but Dick's trying to simplify it a bit because he's a bit worried that it's
it
a little bit
It does sound really complicated.
Because David, their expert, is very keen on having, I think, maximum complication, maximum number of pulleys.
Whilst the army brothers are out requisitioning parts for Bagley's complex design, the bodger finds time to refine it still further and adds yet another drive belt. I think you're going to need a few more than that, lads. Time for one more belt, and that should complicate things just a little bit more. Colonel Dick's in no mood for messing around.
You're diddling around.
What's he going to think of Bodger Bagley's belt and pulley masterpiece?
Yep.
Well, let's come back to that now.
Right.
Well, I think that means back to basics, then. The techno's captain, Tim, is also having some trouble with his expert. Tim wants to get on with the build and finish on time.
So if we had a can of Coke and say...
Right. Does it need all of us to decide? Because some can be getting on with building... Because I'm conscious of time, because last time he was really, really strapped.
Right, and bent down.
But expert David is not listening. He's still talking about design details. David's taking over, and it looks like the techno teachers have got a new headmaster.
Yeah.
Well, that we need to drive that slightly differently now, because we've taken the whole of the unit. Rather than have a wobble box and an axle, we can do it this way.
Take that gum out, boy! After two cans of easing oil, the antique scissor action cutter is still rusted solid. If the technos can't get it to work, they might have to resort to a more basic form of bringing in the harvest.
The history of harvesting goes back to the dawn of civilization. In 1825, a Scot by the name of Bell came up with a horse-powered scissor-action harvester. When the job of cutting and separating out the grain from the straw was combined into one machine, the modern combine harvester was born. This gave American farmers something to really sing about.
Here comes the third one, and the biggest one. The combine called the 510. It will separate more than all the rest. With bigger harvest, you'll sure be impressed. For the biggest farm, now here comes the best. The 510, the new Massey Ferguson 510.
Across the Atlantic, the British were a little less enthusiastic. Designers tried everything to squeeze the combines into our patchwork fields and narrow country lanes. But then, as hedgerows were steadily ripped out, the British countryside gave way, and the path was cleared for monsters like this, which can gobble up a crop at the rate of 100 tonnes per hour.
There's one man who's seen it all, agricultural historian Ian Fleming. Ian has agreed to be our judge. His experience of agricultural machinery dates back to the introduction of the very first combine in 1928. What's he going to think of our team's contraptions?
So how do you feel they're comparing with each other at the moment, the way they're resting now?
Well, the brothers in arms, they're virtually constructing something to a certain concept from scratch. Mm. Whereas the technical team have used agricultural equipment.
Because, I mean, in theory, they should just do it very easily, because it's all bits that we know work.
Well, these are standard bits that they know work. These are the brothers-in-arms of creating something which they hope will work.
Yeah. The techno teachers are also thinking of putting another engine on the
engine on the truck, I don't think would be man enough to do the whole thing. I think they've almost got to drive the mechanism separately.
Yeah. So who's your money on at the moment, then?
I would have thought the brothers in arms.
And you're going with the brothers in arms now.
Yeah, if they can make their whole concept work, then they could do quite well.
Right.
We want to then, having got it...
It's a concept that Colonel Dick is still determined to simplify, even if it means an about turn. Right.
With the cutting mechanism mounted on the front, they'll be hard pushed to lift the crop over the taxi's engine and cab. Bagley's bizarre idea is to snake the crop around the side of the cab. But Colonel Dick wants to put the cutters on the back and, just like the techno teachers, drive the taxi in reverse. Then they only have to lift the crop over the small lawnmower engines straight onto the back of the cab.
All of a sudden, we've got the business of trying to get from there
over the motors.
No, yeah, but we don't have to go over that motor. We're only going over this motor. We're going over the lawnmower motor, not over the front of the cab. Yeah. From here, we have got to get to there.
Oh, a short distance.
It's a short distance.
So they've stood in the back there, they've got it there. Brilliant idea.
Yeah, so that's short, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I'm with you on that
and
one.
And that means we are reversing.
Yeah.
But at least we've got no distances. Nice, Jack. Let's go. Right.
Colonel Dick has reined in Bagley's bodging extravagances, and the expert has finally fallen in line.
Yes, I'm with you on that one.
With the plan in place, little brother Bobby is detailed to turn the black cab into a cut-down harvester.
We need to get it cut down. It works.
Yep. Yeah.
Don't you dare touch anything that's important to it working.
Yeah. Techno's Captain Tim has no one to give orders to, so he gets on with the job himself. The rest of the team have deserted him to see what else they can cannibalise from that rusty old combine. Designer David takes the opportunity to give the wayward team members yet another design and technology masterclass.
This plate here, that's right.
9 hours remaining, please, remaining. 5 hours remaining, teams. Thank you.
Motors. We need to sort motors out first. Okay. Number one priority, yeah?
The brothers in arms still haven't found any decent lawnmower engines to power their cutters. The Techno's chief designer, David, has relieved Tim of command and instructs technician Juliet to build a storage hopper for the wheat. Army officer David finally comes up with a major triumph and finds the perfect 4-horsepower engine.
Now, if you can just find me one more mile, mate, I shall be over the moon.
David's design for the hopper takes shape.
Oh, you're a star. You're a star.
Finally, David's cunning storage master plan is revealed. Ah, it's a roof rack.
The techno teachers are planning to use this stripped-down pickup to build their harvesting machine. They finally got the business end sorted out and freed up this rusty old scissor action cutter. But they still haven't got an engine to power it.
One, two, three.
Whilst their opposition, the beefy brothers in arms, have all the parts they need to turn this London taxi into a mammoth crop cutter. All that's missing is a good dose of military discipline. Captain Dick divvies up the tasks, one for each member of the squad.
Yeah. David, leave that. What we'll do is we'll cut that off and put it back on, yeah? You remember what we said before? It's a done job. Good. Making sure we've got enough overlap to put a drive on it. Yeah, we've got a small, we've got a portable one there. David can cut that, yeah?
Meanwhile, it's taking all four of the techno teachers to drill just one hole.
Hold on, that's it, that's it.
Tim knows that unless they can start to work more efficiently, they're not going to finish on time. He tries to organise his unruly class of engineers, but no one's listening.
Wait, what are these?
Put it centre.
Where do you want it? Is there one there? Is that one there?
Perhaps Tim could do with a bigger belly and a furry top lip.
David, what side are you putting the drive on?
What side?
Any side. Let's have it on this side.
Yeah, if you want it that side, you
yes,
can
please.
Have it that side.
Yes, please, thanks.
Teams, you have 3 hours remaining. 3 hours remaining, teams.
The techno teachers appear to be mating a quad bike with a Ford Escort to produce an all-terrain crossbreed combine. Or perhaps they found the motor they need to power their cutting blade.
Right. That'll do me.
The techno teacher's mechanical biology class continues as they prepare for the delivery of their second engine.
If it's just looped on that...
Right, hang on. Cut on a brake pipe. Yeah.
Congratulations. It's a healthy four-cylinder 1.6-litre power source for your cutter bar, weighing in at a massive 280 pounds.
Hey!
But size doesn't matter for the army. They've collected four pint-sized lawnmower engines, and they're all in perfect working order.
Hey, we're cutting grass soon.
All that remains is to figure out how to connect them to their rotary cutters.
Good for welding on. It may be useful for sticking a blade on. We can weld a blade to this with something through the middle, and that'll
spin
freely.
Perfect. If you've got your shaft through there and you've welded the blade on
and the shaft
there,
is right side.
What I suggest
is there is various options for that.
This is a standard.
Correct.
Right? This is a standard.
We need to get four
pairs.
Four straps the same.
Four straps and four watsits. Yep.
Watsits are generally known as pulleys. The brothers in arms will need eight, one for each of their four motors, and a further four welded onto each spinning cutter. Drive belts will then transfer the power from the motor pulleys to the cutter pulleys.
With the plan in place, Dick's engineering platoon swing into action. First up, it's a frame to mount the engines and cutters. Bodger Bagley uses lino as a template to mark out the mountings for each motor. Colonel Dick has got his troops marching in step and transforms the build area into an efficient production line. Pulleys are welded to the motors.
Okay, happy with that. Next one.
And to the cutting blades. All the components are then welded to the sturdy frame. But the question is, will it work?
That's as good as there. Don't destroy it. Leave it. Well, that's good enough.
A success for the brothers, but only just. The drive belts are loose and the whole thing is vibrating like crazy. They'll have to tighten up the belts or they could fall off at any time. No belt means no spinning cutter blade, a potential disaster for the brothers.
we can get the jack out and we can put it in another
The techno teachers are still a long way from testing their design. Combine designer David's beautifully drawn and elaborate plans don't seem to have made it off the drawing board and onto the back of the truck.
What's the primary thing the techno teachers have to do at the moment?
Well, they've got to mount the cutter bar, and they've got to mount the elevator. Well, first of all, then they've got to mount the top of the elevator, the top of the elevator, which will be positively driven by V-belts, and that will receive the material from the cutter bar. And then they've got this. Finally, they've got to put on this roller.
Yeah,
I would think. Oh, and of course, the main thing is to put the engine on. They need power before they do anything else.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to have to get around this.
You're saying it'll work if we're all working in the same area.
Just grind it off.
Once more, Captain Tim tries to assert some control to get the team back on track. But the rest of the team are too busy listening to David.
You know, you've got some of this channel.
Tim reaches breaking point.
Are we welding this one on?
Do it this way. We're going to have to, yeah.
Okay.
Right, can I just stop you there for a sec? Is there anything we could be getting on with other than that? Because we're working in the same area, so I'm going to be good.
Right.
And then perhaps if you can get on with the tooth, we me and Andy will sort this out. It's literally a 5-minute job, this. And goggles and gloves, please.
Finally, the team listen to Tim's advice and get to work. Demon welder Juliet is pressed into action on the engine supports. Head of department Andy grinds out extensions for the hopper. And designer David is sent to the bottom of the class and cuts the reciprocating blade from 10 feet down to 5. With half the width, they'll be cutting less wheat, so they'll have to keep up their speed if they want to beat the brothers.
Oh, look at Andy then, though.
Tim is driving the team onward. The teachers are building a crop conveyor system called a chain elevator.
You've got to sit like that.
Three chains run around three sprockets at the top of the elevator and a roller at the bottom. Metal slats welded to the chains grab the crop, pull it up a sloping board, and all being well, usher it into their hopper. It's very sturdy, but it's a heavy piece of kit, designed to go on a combine, not a pickup truck.
Right, okay. Right, excellent.
I don't mean to be personal, but I'm slightly concerned about your weight.
My weight?
The weight of your machine. It's getting very heavy, isn't it?
Okay.
That's what happens when you cut up old bits of combine harvester, I suppose. Yeah. Is that a worry, do you think, or is this built to take?
Oh, no, it'll do the job. Dave says it'll do the job, so it'll do the job.
Yeah, it's going to be huge, actually.
Absolutely. That's how you win. Big is beautiful.
Bigger the better.
Yeah, forget small is beautiful. Small's rubbish.
Got to get the truck on next.
The technos are putting all their faith in designer David and carry on with the hefty chain elevator.
Okay, shift it up.
A little bit of misalignment and it goes...
The techno teachers begin to realise that their monster mower is getting far too heavy.
It's dropping. Too much weight.
It's a lot.
Too much weight.
But with less than 2 hours to go, there's no turning back.
Got a finger in there.
This looks absolutely bloody deadly. Right, okay. Right, that'll take the weight of that one when we cut.
You're gonna turn that.
Right.
The brothers now measure up their lightweight crop conveyor. A simple rubber belt will be used to lift the crop into the taxi. But they need to work out how they're going to turn it.
Got a steel wheel up.
Yeah.
To weld on there and then weld that onto that. Puts it out far enough.
Yeah.
The conveyor belt will be powered by one of the taxi's back wheels. It has to turn quickly so the wheat doesn't get clogged up in the cutter blades. So the brothers plan to use a large pulley on the wheel connected to a small pulley on the conveyor belt. For every one turn of the large pulley, the smaller one will turn 9 times. This means the conveyor should turn fast enough to remove the crop.
That's in line with it now, you see. Right, let's go. That's good, David. That'll work.
You're happy with that?
I'll do it.
It'll work.
I'll do.
But never mind cutting and collecting the wheat. The technos have decided that because they're driving in reverse, they need a stylish but rather precarious-looking chair to see where they're going.
Okay. Yeah?
I'm very glad to see the techno team have got the chair on. Because that's important.
It is the best thing they've done all day.
Are we?
No time for seating arrangements for the brothers as they put their crop collecting plan into action.
More.
The sail that brushes the wheat onto the cutters is put into position. Bagley joins the two ends of the belt. And finally, the conveyor that was last used to sort potatoes is threaded into place.
Hold on.
They've got a lot to do.
They've got virtually nothing to do.
You've had a little bit of an accident with your suit, haven't you, David?
Girl. It's very nice. It's very nice. It's a boiler skirt, we decided.
It's quite too rare now. Do you want me to do a 12 for you?
I think you should. Yes, give us a 12.
That's a direct response from lunch.
That's great.
David is presently wearing the very latest in boiler skirt.
There no more.
It's up wheat. Wheat goes up, seen. Helped up by little tines.
Helped up by little things.
Up there, up the conveyor belt, the helped conveyor along belt. By the tines.
Scooped up, scooped into place.
Into the marquee beyond.
Into the marquee beyond.
I think that the former driver of this London taxi cab will be watching.
Yeah, and I'd like to think that, you know.
I'm glad it went to a good
You never
home.
Guess who I had in the back of my cab last week. 2.5 tonne a week. Oh, it's given me a lot of that, I tell you.
And what, an earful?
Yeah, an earful. It said, I want to go to the loading zone. I said, well, where's it? I mean, I've got the knowledge, but I never heard of that.
Did it go in? Perfect.
The techno teachers pick up the pace.
That's it. Watch it, yeah, it'll go, mate, it'll go.
I know it'll go, but so right. My fingers.
No, hang on.
Oh, we can't hold it, we've got nothing to grab onto.
Woo!
Okay.
The chain elevator is completed.
That's the feed plate.
Okay, I knew that.
It sits like that.
The cutter bar and drive are fitted into position.
Right, that's good. Right,
take it away.
And the mammoth motor is manoeuvred into place.
Take it away.
Well, there's less than an hour to go now, yeah?
Yes.
It looks like, well, the brothers in arms have something that looks like a combine.
I think the brothers in arms really have something that's going to work.
Yeah.
They could be slightly front heavy, but I think they'll manage it.
And the techno teachers have actually moved on a pace.
Well, I think they're in a problem.
They've got a problem.
I think they're desperately front heavy, you see.
Yes.
And I don't know quite how they're going to get over it.
I mean, what problems are they going to have if it's that heavy at the back and that light at the front?
Well, they won't drive.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Take some of it back.
Just have a nibble out of
it. It looks really vicious, actually, doesn't it?
Ooh.
I mean, what's going to happen tomorrow?
A great deal of wheat is just going to sweep fly. In the hopper over there.
So are the cutter's going to be moving really fast?
Yes, they are, and they'll be cutting all the wheat. It's slightly raised, and it's at an angle.
Yeah.
Basically just to cut it up, brush it up, cut it up, and then it runs along the board there.
Yeah.
These are scooping the wheat across, up onto the top there.
Oh, wait a minute, which way does this go? Does this come down that way and up the other way?
This comes down and...
Are you kidding?
So the wheat goes between on the board.
On the board.
It's modelled up underneath there.
Yeah.
I get it now.
See?
Been a bit slow.
And then it comes out the top there, and then... We're there, scooping it up,
and
right into the hopper.
Forking it up into the hopper.
Right into the hopper.
So where's the preferred position on this machine? Is it in the driving seat, do you think, or...?
You have 30 minutes left construction time, teams. Thank you.
In the last half hour, the brothers in arms rush to complete their crop collection system. Pulleys to drive the conveyor belt and sail must be welded on.
And hold it there.
I'll do for now.
The drive belts will fall off if the pulleys are not straight. David tries again.
The techno teachers secure the sides of their roof rack hopper. Whilst the brothers tidy up their taxi.
Okay, teams, your time is up. Down your tools. Down your tools. For tomorrow, the grim reapers you have built will be put to the test. Tomorrow is Judgment Day, teams. Well done, well done.
So in just 10 hours, the brothers in arms, with military efficiency, have transformed a black cab, 4 lawnmowers, 6 drive belts and 12 watsits into a harvesting machine. and the techno teachers have loaded 2 tons of combined scrap on the back of a dodgy pickup.
Hey!
Yes!
Welcome to the Scrap Heap Challenge Good Old Country Hoedown! Yee-haw! It's the semi-final, and our two teams, the Brothers in Arms and the Techno Teachers, will be battling it out to win a place in the Scrap Heap Challenge Final. Each team has constructed a monster mower. The Brothers in Arms have rotary-bladed crop cutters, whereas their opposition, the Techno Teachers, have stripped the business end off a combine harvester and piled it on a pickup to come up with their heavyweight contender.
The teams will have just 1 hour to see how much of this they can harvest.
We've allowed both teams some tinkering time before the challenge begins, and the teams are taking full advantage of it. The technos are oiling up the 2 tons of rusty combine parts they'll be using to take on our challenge. While the Brothers in Arms are tightening up all their drive belts to make sure they don't fall off.
Our judge has ruled that the techno's seat was too close to the chains on the elevator. One false move by the pilot, and it would have been more than just shredded wheat that would have ended up in their hopper.
No, that's where we're going to put you.
Whilst the technos make a few safety alterations, the Brothers in Arms get a chance to test out their belt and pulley masterpiece driving their crop collection system. Everything is driven by the taxi wheels, and the brothers are hoping that they've got their gear ratios right, or they'll be picking up 6 tons of spring wheat by hand.
So they're going to be carrying huge loads, aren't they, once they get
working? Well, this is right. I mean, they've got these ton bags. Now, when I was a kid, I used to carry 2¼ hundredweights of wheat up the granary stair.
Right.
And that was a big load.
Yeah.
Mind you, the brothers in arms are all pretty lusty.
They're fairly strong fellas, aren't they?
Having said that, Juliet's no pushover.
No.
Tinkering time is up, and the teams are going to have to go with what they've got. It's the lusty brothers' black cab versus the techno's piled-up pickup for a place in the final.
OK, teams, now, when you hear the horn blast, that is the time to start the contest. If you hear the horn blast twice, that is the time to stop your engines, cut everything.
And just a reminder of the rules, you'll have exactly 1 hour of harvesting time, and we'll only be weighing the cut crop that's made it back to the weighing areas.
OK, teams, are you ready? Start your engines!
Let's go.
Put yourself started, Eddie. Well done. Hey, Bobby boy, just chill. There.
They're off!
Right.
Well, the techno teachers are off, but the brothers are having trouble starting their pesky lawnmower engines.
Come on. Right. Yep,
yeah,
it's cutting it.
Yeah! Oh, it has cut something.
Is he on the top?
A little bit. Oh, yeah, it's coming up now.
It's hitting one by one.
The technos are storming ahead, with wheat flooding up their chain elevator. Finally, the brothers have got one engine started, but immediately it throws off the drive belt.
Oh, one belt's fallen off already.
Let's see that again. It looks like the techno teachers are cutting a path to victory. Tim's really gunning the engine to keep his 2-ton machine in motion. There's smoke everywhere, and they've stalled, but the brothers are off. The brothers have only got one cutter spinning, but they're already raking it in. Tim starts up his engine again, and the brothers are ahead, but they don't seem to be cutting much wheat. Tim's off in hot pursuit. The techno's heavyweight elevator is working beautifully, but the brothers have lost yet another drive belt. And this time it's for their conveyor, so that's out of action. The brothers are leading the field, but the technos are cutting barnfuls of wheat. Juliet brings the first of the harvest in. It's a disaster. With smoke billowing from their machine, the technos abandon ship.
What's that? Is that the...
There's a clutch.
The pickup's clutch has exploded after Tim thrashed the engine, trying to push their two-ton monster through the field. It looks like it's all over for the technos, but the brothers are still going.
So, guys, how terminal is the damage?
It's terminal.
The engine has been removed with extreme prejudice.
The engine's still there. It's
Oh, but what's this? The brothers have come to a halt as well.
Oh, and they've got their bonnet up as well.
Is it put 2 foot? No, it's not a problem.
Okay. Giles was thirsty.
You are definitely cutting, aren't you? Not just squashing.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Can we come and tread in your wake?
That is nice. Look at that.
Wait, don't talk to these people anyway. Let's get this sorted out.
The pickup clutch may have had it, but the technos hotwire their secondary engine, powering the cutter and elevator. The business end is working again, but their two-ton monster is going nowhere.
The
technos are not beaten yet. They make an extraordinary attempt to inch their 2 tons of cutting equipment through the crop. Whilst Dick throws in the towel with a useless conveyor belt.
It's kind of come down to will, isn't it?
It's a battle of wills. It's got nothing to do with technology at all.
There they go.
Dick still can't get those lawnmower engines to spark up. They seem to be collecting a lot of wheat from somewhere. I don't believe it! The low-down varmints have resorted to guerrilla warfare. The technos keep pushing. That's all right because it's the machine that's actually cutting the wheat. But we've taken a ruling from our judge and he's decided that the army's machete malarkey has got to stop. They've got to get their engines running again. The technos are finally grinding to a halt. And it's time to start bagging up their hard-won harvest.
Teams, you have 15 minutes to go. 15 minutes, I realise I don't have to shout so loud now because there's not a lot of machinery working.
The brothers are off again, but this time they're going forwards, and it seems to be working.
Stand back, Kevin.
The taxes about turn seems to be paying off, and the brothers are really making hay. Dick calls a halt to his harvesting hackney carriage and gets baggly bagging.
Come on, you brothers!
Sorry.
Eight, five.
All right, it's
over. Well, big bad Dave.
Oh, Moody. Who's little star? Well done.
Who's little star?
Who's doing this? Is everybody on the WWE?
After an hour in which the machines are supposed to have done all the work, our teams are united in complete and utter exhaustion. But the result is still to come.
Never again.
It's all going to come down to which team has collected the greatest weight of wheat.
We're connecting you up to the waypoint here. Go ahead, sir.
Cover next week.
Hold up, first of all, techno teachers, what's this in here?
Hey!
Do we get more for buying this?
No!
I think
it's the
fifth member of the team!
I didn't know that your machine did bailing as well. I didn't notice that.
The techno's crop is hauled up to be weighed on the electronic scales. All that pushing has resulted in a bumper harvest of 0.1 of a ton.
100 kilos the techno teacher's got. If you can beat that, you're through to the final.
Time to weigh the brothers' crop.
3, 4, 5.
This is in grass.
They need to get more than 0.1 of a ton to win.
9, 10, 11.
Yes! It's one of the most difficultly earned.
So the brothers in arms march on through to next week's final. The Scrap Heap Challenge final promises to be a gargantuan transatlantic battle. The brothers in arms fight it out with the frighteningly brainy American computer geeks, the nerds. The challenge? To quell a blazing inferno with their own bodged up fireboats. And then make a dash for the trophy.
Should be a scorcher.
Mark learns how to cope with a helicopter pilot's worst nightmare, engine failure, in A Chopper Is Born. Next on Discovery.